In Chazon Avadia Chelek Gimel, on page Kuf Yud, Ochalim She'asur Le'ochlam, Kegon Perot Tevel, Shelo Yifrishu Mehem Terumot U'Ma'asrot, Af Al Pi She'chiyuv Terumot U'Ma'asrot Bizman Hazeh Eino Ela Miderabanan, Asur Le'Taltelam B'Shabbat. Any foods that are they're ra'ui la'achila, they're edible food, but you can't eat them because there is a isur that is on them. There is a prohibition on them, such as fruits that are tevel. What's tevel? Tevel is our fruits that terumot u'ma'asrot were not removed from them. Even though the chiyuv today, the obligation today of removing terumot u'ma'asrot, according to most opinions, is only, even in Eretz Yisrael, is only midrabanan, still a isur derabanan is powerful enough to render the food mukzeh. And since we're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to be metaltel, you're not allowed to handle the food as well. Ve'hu adin le'inyan pat she'lo hufresha mimena hala be'eretz Yisrael. If you have bread that was made with dough that hafreshat chala was not done to, you did not take off the chala, and we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, that makes it also mukzeh, because you're not allowed to eat from it. V'chen ma'aser rishon, shelo nitla terumato, which is terumat ma'aser. Ma'aser rishon is the first ma'aser that's given to the Levi, from which the Levi is obligated to take off terumat ma'aser and to give to the Kohen. So if he doesn't take off the terumat ma'aser from the ma'aser rishon, that's also considered for him asur be'achila. V'chen truma teme'a, or for example, truma that became tameh and is now asur be'achila. Now, asur be'achila to Yisrael because it's truma. Asur be'achila to the Kohen because it's tameh, right? And therefore, it is now bound to be burnt. This is considered mukze asur le'taltelam be'shabbat. So in the Mekorot, just a few minutes, Rav Ovadia brings this, first of all, as the source is from the Mishnah in Shabbat Kuf Chavav, she'asur le'taltel tevel, so you're not allowed to handle tevel, something that terumot u'ma'asrot was not removed from on Shabbat, and that's how the Rambam is posek. Now, he goes into the Inyan, for example, orez ve'kitniyot be'shabbat ve'yom tov shel Pesach. What about on Shabbat and Yom Tov of Pesach, orez ve'kitniyot, af al pi she'ashkenazim noagim isur ba'achilatam, mutarim le'taltelam, af keshehem mevushalim, kevan she'reuyim hem legamre la'sfaradim she'noagim heter ba'achilatam. The question is, obviously the question is not for Sfaradim. The question is for Ashkenazim, who are not allowed to eat, who have the isur of eating rice on Pesach. So, obviously, they can't eat it, but does that make it that it's also muktzeh for them based on the halacha that we just saw? No, it's not the same. Since this food does not have a isur on it, it is mutar be'achila legamre for the Sfaradim, mimela, even for the Ashkenazim, it is mutar betiltul. This is something that is not agreed upon by everyone. He brings from a sefer called Ashrei Ha'ish that brings down the psakim of Rav Eliashiv Alav Shalom. And over there, in that sefer, it says, Kitniyot levnei Ashkenaz muktzim biyom tov shel Pesach u'beshabbat chol ha'moed shel Pesach. He holds it's mukzeh for the Ashkenazim. Not only is it asur le'achila, but because it's asur le'achila for them, it's asur betiltul. Rav Ovadia vehemently argues with this, and he brings proof from the words of Chidushei Rabbi Kiveger. Maybe we'll say it. Ho'il v'chazu l'sfaradim shenohagim bahem eter, since it is ra'ui for sfaradim that are noheg eter, especially if you are in a place where there are sfaradim that live in the neighborhood. So therefore, if he comes, can you give him the orez? Can you give him the rice or the kotniyot on Pesach? Yes. So therefore, it's mutar betiltul. It's not a problem of muktzeh. He brings a re'aya from the words of Rabbi Akiva Iger, who writes, "Vedanti biyom tov acharon shel Pesach shechal b'Shabbat shenoagim la'atmin pashtida betzimukim." He says the last day, yom tov acharon, the eighth day of Pesach, even among the Ashkenazim who have a certain chumrah not to have raisins on Pesach, But on the last day of Pesach, they were mekel. On the last, meaning Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, on Shmini Shel Pesach, they were mekel. So he says, since it's Nohagim, Heter le'echol, b'yom tov ha'acharon, de'lecha'ora kevan she'ha'heter, levashel miyom tov le'shabbat al yede eruv tavshilin. Since the whole heter, to be mevashel from Yom Tov to Shabbat. Let's say the Shmini Shel Pesach is Shabbat. And Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the day before, that's Yom Tov. So obviously they're going to cook from Yom Tov, from Shvi'i Shel Pesach to Shmini Shel Pesach. How? By doing Eruv Tavshilin. Now, why does Eruv Tavshilin work? He says, the whole heter levashel miyom tov leShabbat al yedei Eruv Tavshilim, who mitam, as the Gemara explains the reason is, ho'il ve'im mikle'e le'orchim v'chazelehu. Since even on the day itself, if guests come in, if they pop in all of a sudden, it's ra'ui, he can give them to eat. So therefore, it's not mamash considered like he's mevashel from the Yom Tov to the next day, because even today, if orchim come in, it's ra'ui. Kedeita v'psachim, as the Gemara says in Psachim Memvav. So he says, lecha'ora, we don't have this reason. And regarding the Pashtida with the Tzimukim, on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the Ashkenazim are machmir, not to have it. So how are you matir to be mevashel the Pashtida of the Tzimukim on Shvi'i Shel Pesach with Eruv Tavshilin? But Eruv Tavshilin only works because even today it's ra'ui be'achila if you have Orchim coming along. But they're not allowed to eat it. Ubaze lo shayach ta'ama de'ho'il, shehare ha'orchim lo yochluhu hayom. They're not going to eat it on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Ach yesh lomar, says Rav Kiveiger, de chumra de achilat zimukim bevadai de share lechole she'en bo sakana. Vekil me isura de rabanan. Hare, this whole isur of not eating zimukim, and Rav Ovadia wants to include into this the isur of orez and kitniot, is something that is mutar, even for Ashkenazim, lechole she'en bo sakana. And it's less than the level of isur mid rabanan. It's only bikoach, a minhag of a chumra that the Ashkenazim have. It's not like mukze, you know, which is mamash yisud rabbanan. Veshapir amrinan ho'il ve'yi yikla chole she'en bo sakana v'yochnenu be'yoter. Therefore, even on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, if let's say there's a chole she'en bo sakana who needs bedavka, this type of food, even though the regular Ashkenazim are not going to eat it, but since it is ra'ui for someone, even on the day of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, it's mutar. So Rav Ovadia takes from that the same thing. In regards to orez vekitniot, ho'il ve'im mikle, since it's ra'ui to give to Sfaradim neighbors who come and they would like to have some, therefore it's not considered, mukze is ma'arich a little bit more, and then he brings from another sefer, Shalmei Yehuda. Shalmei Yehuda is actually a Talmid of Rav Eliashiv, who says the opposite. He says, Shama meharav Eliashiv she'itira kotniot betiltul af lifnei Ashkenaz. So you have two Talmidim here, who are arguing in what the Rav Eliashiv said, comes out according to the Shalmei Yehuda that even he was matir. Why? Kevan shereuim hem lesfaradim ve'edot ha'mizrach, shenagu eter ba'achilatan. And therefore, lehalacha, that is the inyan, that it's not considered mukze ve'asu betiltul on Shabbat of Pesach. Rav Ovadia also brings down avkat kafe, coffee powder. Mutar letaltela kesh'ar ochalim. You're allowed to be metaltel. She'avkat ha'kafe re'uyahi le'achila. Because even as is, it's possible to eat it. Bifrati me'arev basukar. She'ta'ma arev. Because it tastes good. Ve'ha'ochel mimena nehene. And it's possible to have hana'a from it as is, even without going into the whole thing of making coffee. Ve'od she'efshar la'asot mashkeh kafe b'shabbat. Even on Shabbat, it's possible to make coffee with klish sheni, klish leshi. Therefore, it's mutar. So for those two reasons, it's not considered mukzeh on Shabbat. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha omer, atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lizakot et Yisrael, lefichach hu ba lahem Torah mitzvot she'ne'emar, Adonai hafetz leman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Amen.